Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are looking at a stack of research that, well, it basically says everything we think we know about modern war is obsolete.
It really does.
I mean, when most of us picture conflict, we still imagine those old World War II movies, you know, tanks rolling across a desert, huge aircraft carriers.
Brute force. Industrial age stuff. But the sources we're looking at describe a shift to a multi-domain algorithmic paradigm.
It's a whole new language.
It is a complete rewrite of the operating manual. I mean, the line between peace and war isn't just blurring anymore. It's, for all practical purposes, vanishing.
And the central idea here, the one that ties it all together, is something the strategists are calling mosaic warfare. Now, that sounds more like an art project to me.
It does, but it's far more lethal.
So what are we actually looking at here? Break it down for us.
Okay, so think of a Lego set versus a seamless block of marble. The marble is the old way. Your billion-dollar stealth bomber, your massive aircraft carrier.
The exquisite platforms.
Exactly. They're powerful, sure, but they are incredibly expensive. And if you lose one, it is an absolute catastrophe.
Right. You can't exactly 3D print a new aircraft carrier overnight.
Not at all. So mosaic warfare breaks that marble into thousands of little Lego bricks. It uses what the military calls attritable assets.
Attritable. That's just a fancy word for cheap enough to lose, isn't it?
That's exactly what it is. We're talking disposable drones, unmanned subs, cheap sensors. The goal is to shift from kill chains to adaptive kill webs.
Okay, help us visualize that. A chain versus a web.
So a kill chain is linear. A sensor sees something, it passes that data to a shooter, and the shooter fires.
A to B to C.
Right. And if I jam your sensor break that chain, the whole process just fails.
The whole thing collapses.
But a kill web is more like the internet.
Right.
If one node gets jammed, the network instantly and autonomously reroutes the data through a different path.
So it's all about resilience.
Resilience and speed. The sources talk about the replicator program. The Navy's plan to just flood the zone with thousands of these autonomous drones. It's about overwhelming the enemy's ability to even think.
Okay, so that's the offense, which sounds like sci-fi stuff. But this is where the research took a turn that I found genuinely unsettling. This high-tech web has a very low-tech, soft underbelly.
This is the infrastructure paradox. We're building 21st century algorithms that are running on, frankly, 20th century hardware.
And the most glaring vulnerability is under the ocean.
Subsea cables, yeah.
I think most people still think the cloud is actually, you know, up in the air. But something like 95% of global internet traffic runs along the ocean floor.
And $10 trillion in daily financial transactions. But here's the catch.
Yeah.
Those cables are publicly mapped.
Right. So fishing boats don't snag them. But that also means our adversaries know exactly where they are. The reports mention dark operations, ships turning off their AIS, their tracking systems, and just loitering over these major cable routes. We've seen it in the Baltic around Taiwan. A ship goes dark, a cable gets cut.
And here's the real bottleneck. There are only about 60, maybe 65 specialized cable repair ships in the entire world.
So if you coordinate an attack and cut, say, 20 cables at once,
you could isolate an entire region for months. And it's not just the internet. Look at the power grid, specifically large power transformers, LPTs.
These are the 400-ton monsters at the substations. The sources say we barely even make these in the U.S. anymore.
We don't. And they're all custom built.
Yeah.
So if a saboteur takes one out with a cheap rifle, which has happened, you are not looking at a weekend blackout.
What's the lead time?
18 months to 4 years.
4 years. That is a terrifying mismatch.
It's high-tech warfare built on a fragile physical foundation.
So let's pivot to the people trying to solve this. The sources keep mentioning a PayPal mafia of defense. It feels like a real cultural shift.
It is. It's the rise of the modern primes. Companies like Anduril, Palantir. They're rejecting the old model of bespoke hardware and focusing on productized stacks.
So they're prioritizing the software, like how your phone is useful because of its operating system, not just the glass and metal.
Exactly. And that shift enables new tactics, like defensive swarm logic. Instead of using a $2 million missile to stop an incoming threat, a ship launches a swarm of cheap drones.
Robot bodyguards.
They either throw themselves in front of the bullet or just seduce it away with electronic noise. It's brilliant.
And I have to mention the gamification angle, the Navy using off-the-shelf Xbox controllers to fly these things.
Well, it's smart. You have a whole generation of recruits with 10,000 hours of training on those controllers already. You adapt the tool to the user, not the other way around.
So pulling this all together, we have this venture-backed arsenal moving at the speed of AI.
Using these sophisticated kill webs to dominate a battlefield.
But we're balancing it all on this razor's edge of physical infrastructure transformers and cables that are shockingly hard to fix.
And we haven't even touched on the cognitive domain. I saw a stat that deepfakes are up 550% recently, just targeting societal trust itself.
Bringing the conflict right to your phone screen.
Right to your screen.
Which leaves us with a final provocative thought. In an era of AI swarms and hypersonic missiles, is it possible that our most critical strategic asset isn't a stealth bomber, but just a spare transformer sitting in some dusty warehouse in Ohio?
That might just be the only thing keeping the lights on.
Something to chew on. Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive.